November the 4th, 2020. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Mirage Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is El Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talk, go online to www.blocktalkradio.com, and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. So once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Believe in the spiritual reality. Your ears is open. Nothing changed in it. How come you don't hear me? Because there is a spiritual life that man cannot know in its deepest depths or in its entirety. It will leave us mystified a bit. That's why psychology is not an exact science, because there are things that they cannot know about the inner line of man. All the energies in the body are actually one energy source called a reservoir. So there is one source, and this one source is expressed in all those other needs or avenues of human energy and expression. That explains how if I contact so much of one thing, all my energy, all my consciousness will have been taken and concentrated right there on that one thing. So if that thing is outside the matter at hand, I'm lost before the matter at hand. I can't see, I can't hear, I can't smell, I can't even think, because you need those five senses to even think. So ear hears, but the mind is not paying attention. Tell your children like I tell mine. Please pay attention to what you are hearing. Respect what you're hearing. If you don't respect me, at least respect your ears. Your ears have been given to you by your creator to hear communication. Sound, please pay attention to what you're hearing. So you're talking to them and they are not paying attention to what you're saying. And because they are not paying attention to what you're saying, the ears are hearing it, because when you get their attention, they say, oh, I didn't hear you. You will say, you heard me, but you couldn't respond. Isn't that something? It lets us know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created something that is too big for us to manage alone. And just keep reinforcing that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created something that is too big for humans to manage alone. We need God. We have to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal to us these things and show us the way. Enlighten us so we can walk the path, that we can see and go to where he knows or where we know he should go. So once I get over these complex things in the path, it will be very easy and quickly wrapped up. Isn't that something? Our language is something to wrap it up. Okay, ready to wind it up now, man. Can't you wind it up? Cut it off. That's a kind of beautiful that is kind of beautiful, isn't it? Okay. That's a wrap. It shows how much we are living in the world of darkness. This world is darkness. That's what Scripture says. The Bible, it lets us know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created something that is too big for us to manage alone. And just keep reinforcing that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created something that's too big for humans to manage alone. We need God. We have to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal to us these things and show us the ways. Enlighten us so we can walk the path, that we can see and go to where we know we should go. Now, these brothers can put their whole minds in a small place. Do you know that? This goes for all senses. Somebody can be hitting you, and you can't feel it. They say, hey, man, I'm almost about to break your arm, man. I'm trying to tell you something. And your mind is so engrossed, you aren't paying any attention to them. They are saying, hey, man, hey, hey. So all your senses can be cut off by you absorbing yourself in something separate from the matter at hand that your senses should be engaging. Seven created, seven above, and for you a similar. Allah is he who created seven firmaments, and of the earth a similar number. Through the midst of them all descend his command, that ye may know that Allah has power over all things, and that Allah comprehends all things in his knowledge. That is great, great insight, and great, great help for teachers, and also for us, to get our people to come back to life, come back to their hearing, to the God condition of their five senses. Pardon me, the good condition of their five senses. That's what we have to do. We have to bring the life back to the five senses. Now, we know we have a higher spiritual life too, but to live in this world, when you go up, it is seven, right? Up to seven, down to something else. Up to heaven, seven up to heaven. So I think that's how they put it, the saying in English. Seven up to heaven. Seven up, and it means seven up to heaven. But five down here, where you have to live. So you need five. That's why our religion emphasizes the five. Islam has been established upon five. It didn't say five senses. It didn't even say five pillars. It says five. And those who have passed it on to us say five pillars, five principles. They say that, but the original saying of our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is just Islam structured or built upon five. So attention deviated. Can't hear mind over matter. The Quran, Surah 101, Ayat 1 to 2. Deviated by seeking material. So the human nature is a marvelous work. And it is a very challenging thing. You have to really study it to master human nature. You have to have great wisdom of human nature to master human nature. Human nature is such that the ear can be working, but the mind does not hear. What does that tell you? It tells you that there is a sense that is stronger than the physical sense. this ear brings me the physical sound. But if my attention is very strong on something else, the sound will be there, and I will not get the message. It is mind over matter. So the inner sense is stronger than the outer sense. So the outer senses are the five senses of the flesh, but these senses evolve to higher levels. In time, the man grows to use these elementary senses of his flesh in another way and on a higher level. So when these elementary senses are busy on a higher level, they can't hear you if you are a long way from the door and you knock. He can't hear you. You have to get his attention first. The Quran Surah 102, Ayat 122, accumulating diverts. So you look at the world's light. You look at the word world light, you see light. You look at the word death, you see eat. And Allah says in the Quran, surely we have given you abundance of good. And Allah says also the going after abundance, a mountain piling up wealth will stay on you until you come to the grave. It's something that becomes hypnotic, automatic, almost in your life, and stay on you and cause you to lose moral conscience. And you just keep going after it compulsively without any ability to resist going after the will or the material, plenty. And where is he carrying you? To the grave, the hell, destruction of your human nature, your good life, your good soul. That's where it's carrying you. But you see what I did? I gave you a reference of abundance in a good sense. God wants you to have abundance. And at the same time, God wants you to know that going after it will bring you to the grave, the death of your humanity. So the Quran Surah 103, Ayat 1 to 3, time through the ages. Job 1:9, 13 to 22, and 27, 2 to 4. Job tested. So Hawk is reality. It is much stronger than truth. Faith and patience, you have to have faith. And are at least righteous or good deeds. But actually, the word it's righteous is in Arabic, is salihad. Amalu means works, and salihad means righteous. But then times get difficult, and things try you. Watawasul bilhaq. And they give mutual support for truth, not just by yourself. Watawaso means you are working in association with others to promote truth. And the word for truth is sadiq. And another one, in common spoken language of Arabic, haq. It's not really truth, it's reality. It is much stronger than truth, because truth may be in your opinion, or maybe as you view the situation. That's the truth, but haq means universal truth supports it. Reality supports it. Then patience in Quranic Arabic. It is pronounced watawasul bil sabir. Don't try to take the burden on by yourself. Again, it is watawasul. Work with other people in association with other people. So if you look at the four, except those who have faith and righteous deeds, so far it is addressing the individual, though the individual is identified with the believers. It is really addressing this something is happening, something that is not satisfied with itself. And that's creation. It is never satisfied with itself. Why? because it is never complete. It is incomplete. It can only be complete when it reaches or arrives at God. So a child separated from his mother or his father, if he has any knowledge of father or mother, in the child's life, he will move out to find father and mother. Is that right? It's our natural food. So if we have our senses, our good senses, we move out to find earth to put in this body to feed this earthly body so that it will be sustained. Everything moves out after that, that it needs to replenish itself. Creation separates, breaks up to find God. So something is happening. Creation is moving out. It's reaching for something to complete itself, to satisfy itself, to bring agreement within itself. It does this by separating itself. The child that is born in the home or grows, it has to separate from the house one day. So it is with every life. So it is with everything. It's moving and it's separating. It's breaking away from those things it once was with because it's looking for something that satisfies itself. None of the things that is of its own nature, own order, will satisfy it. It has to find that is independent of the womb. So life is constantly breaking away. It's not satisfied with itself, it says, to get what I want. If it means tearing myself down, I'll do so. Life will break itself up and start from scratch again to get the opportunity to arrive at where it wants to go. It wants to get there, and it will get there. Almighty God, in his great wisdom, designed this path for his creation to travel. If you travel this path, you have to give up your pride. You have to give up your selfishness. You have to become humble. You have to give up your narrowness and become brotherly and sisterly. You have to give up your desire to be master of a little kingdom and come into a big kingdom and share with everybody else. So this is what Almighty God forces us to do. He breaks you up, brothers and sisters, and make you start all over from scratch. Now, if he allows anybody to arrive there without breaking, then we will arrive there as boasters, say, oh, yes, oh, yeah, I've got here on my own. See, I'm all together. No. But when you got there, brother, you got a history of breaking up behind you. The Quran, Surah 105, Ayat 1, the Companions of the Elephant, Deuteronomy 32:15, wax fat. But Joshua waxed fat and kicked, thou art waxed fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. The human flesh must take on new attributes, new descriptions. The human flesh can't be flesh in the sense of greed and hunger for more flesh. For the flesh creatures are hungering for more flesh. He might eat grass like an elephant, the biggest mass of flesh walking the land. He doesn't prey on flesh. He eats grass. Is that right? But still, he's moved by flesh. The elephant is moved by the hot heat of flesh. And he is satisfied to just have this whole earth reduced to nothing but the mixing and the rumbling and the coming together of flesh. As long as he can lay with flesh and make some more flesh on the earth, that big old elephant that doesn't eat flesh is satisfied. We have a world that that is ruled over by so-called Christians. This is all holy, and when it comes to not shedding blood, they are not prayers or the kind that goes out and tear at flesh and drink blood. They speak of peace and love, but they will amass of a big body of wealth, big like the elephant, and never manifest any human love and charity. They keep all to themselves. Is that right? It has to be riots, demonstrations, and all kinds of forces from the people to pressure Christian society into responding to the need to be a little charitable. So we have an elephant society. This is an elephant society. A society that never eats blood, you know, at least not out in the open. They profess to be grazers on the grass, appearing to the sheep. But they became big solid masses, huge, and leave the other part of the family lean and starved out. The book says a certain people wax fat, and because they wax fat, God was fit to destroy them. So we know the overweight is terrible for the individual. As we continue to eat and just stuff himself, after a while, he gets out of order. People look at him and say, man, you used to look handsome, get ugly. The society, if we see that in our physical form, we can gorge ourselves and stuff ourselves too much and become unattractive and ugly in the physical form, then we should see that as a sign of divine, that we can gorge ourselves under the influence of greed. We can become so selfish, snatching everything for ourselves and not giving any of it out as we become fat and ugly in spirit, fat and unruly moral nature, fat and ugly in the human form. And the world looks at us and says, good God, I can't stand so-and-so. Elephant carbine. The Quran, Surah 105, Ayat 1-3, the companion of the elephant. Allah protected the Kaaba, purity in spite of idols, as he protected the nation of Islam. I speak of the companions or order of the elephant. What does this represent? It represents imperialistic power, the great empire, Abraham, who from Africa went to the holy house at Mecca and had become a pagan house. It had been ruined after Abraham. It had become a pagan house. He was leading an army of well-armed men coming against that house. That was at that time heathen pagans. So when he came, God defended that house. If I would tell you, some of you crazy persons, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the Nation of Islam. And someone might say, oh, what is the Imam talking about? Is he trying to dignify the Nation of Islam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to that little Haitian, Hashim, an old man with no army or anything. He didn't have the Quran. All he knew that his house is God's house. He didn't say this house is God's house. And I believe God now is going to punish us for having all of these idols there. He knew nothing of Al-Islam. The man thought he was right. He said this is God's house with all of its false idols, shameful rituals. I can't defend it. God will defend his own house. And didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to Muhammad, praise and the peace be upon him, that he caused small birds to come with small sharp pebbles and drop them on the heads of animals, elephants, and turned them into screwed up stubble. God rescued that place because something was there that he had an interest in. He had a purpose for it. Resigning, Supreme God protected it. Alif refined social sentiments. The Quran, Surah 106, Ayat 1. Let's look at the word again. Li ilaifi korashin ilaifi. Ilaifi comes from the word alafa. And alafa means to show the refined social sentiment. Alafa, one who is alaf, he shows the fine social sentiments. He's warm. He's charitable. He's considerate. He understands the social needs. He's a good fellow, socially speaking, a sociable person, a good person in the social context of life. So that's Alisa. And we find that this is the very first letter of the alphabet, Alif. Alif is the first letter of the Arabic alphabet. Alif min fus is kabaj. Now, there are other words that we connect with. This word, you see, these other words will help us to understand the meaning. Kabaj is called melfus. Melfus kabaj or kabaj. And melfus is called that. Why? Because it hugs every new member, hugs the other. And that is how they grow. They grow by hugging each other. Every time a new leaf member comes on the stalk, it hugs the other members. And it just keeps on hugging other members before they become that solid white-head cabbage. She is cold, hungry is hot. Allah protects summer and winter. Now the human being, because of his social nature, it senses threats of other persons that he is socially tied to, just as though those threats are directed at him. That's because of the social conscious, the social fabric, the social continuity of the life, the continuous life. Because of that continuous life, there is a cautious sense that is whole and continuous that includes all of those members in the concern. And when threat comes to them, we sometimes respond differently than if the threat came directly to us. And this mortal fear is what we mean mostly by kafus or fear. So hunger arises to protect the mortal. Now, so when we get hungry, what is it? It's the body itself, isn't it? It's the material body itself reacting to the need to keep itself, to keep its life. So the body pains here. It wants some food. It needs to keep its life. It wants to hold its life. Hunger and fear are both mortal based. They are based in the mortal being, and they are urges that arises in the protection of the mortal being. Hunger is sustained to sustain us materially or biologically, and fear to protect the biological body. So fear cools, slows down like winter. Then look at winter and summer. You know, fear is a cooler. When fear really gets you, it slows you down. It stops you. Fear can stop you almost completely. It can make your heart slow down. Everything slows down. And fear has been associated or compared with coolness. And hunger is heat. So when you get hungry, you get irritable. You are inclined to get hot-headed. go into rage when you get hungry. But fear is like the winter. It cools you. It cools you down. It slows you down. It makes you afraid to act. So these things are in twos. Now the quarters are given protection against these things. Aren't winter and summer? And lastly, it says, he feeds you against hunger and keeps you safe from fear. So we need security, faith. We need to feel secure from the fear. Please, placed upon our being, etc. So, or any threat to our well-being. And we need food to feed us, to keep us from being given to the fear. So we want those things to eat. So winter, spiritual, summer, social. So winter now is referring to the spiritual side of man's life. Summer is referring to the social side of man's life. Fear the spiritual side, summer the social side. Faya budu rebel al bait. Faya budu rebbe hadel al bait. Who therefore worship the Lord of this house. So if we are correct in saying that the quality here in the chorus, the chapter is addressing is the social concerns or conscious, the social sentiments, the social bond. Then it says, God says, then worship the Lord of this house. Then the house must also be a symbol of the social conscience or conscious, the social bond. And we find that as a universal symbol, it ties all men together in one social family. The Quran, Surah 108, Ayat 1 to 2. We gave you a fountain. El Hadith, page 2, 584 to 9. Meet me at the fount. So the prophet, what was his second creation? The creation of a new intellect. Allah created upon the original intellect another intellect. So he created him over him again. He became a new intellect, and he said things that made his people wonder. Is this the same Muhammad? He was a new Muhammad, the same man we know. That's the same man that we know him. That's Muhammad. That is the same man. We know his character. That's him. So where is he getting his mind from? Where is ideas are coming? So Allah created him over and completed the excellence that was already there. Now, the second one, we don't have revelation. The first one we do have. We have that potential to be there. So dear Muslims, if we follow, if we come into that nature, try to be in our nature and excellent and obedient, as excellent as we can, and we follow the Quran that Muhammad revealed, Muhammad will guide us to the second level of creation. Yes. So Muhammad will guide us to the secondary creation. What did he tell his followers? Meet me at the place. Meet me at the watering place. And when the philosophers, the ulemas, many of them, they understand not just when it was, not just when we are dead, but on this earth, that we will grow and prosper as a Muslim thinker, as a Muslim that are obeying God in our spirit until we become such fine and excellent creatures that God wants, with that God won't withhold anything from us that we can earn. So man progress yet to be done. The Quran, Surah 108, give you abundance. So if we can understand that God has created us for great accomplishments far beyond our imagination, most likely, we are going a long ways, but don't think that is the end. We can go much further. I'm talking about progressive man. He can go much further. In fact, Allah says there is no end to the progress that comes to his servant that obeys him. No end. Say he has created things that you know and don't know, and you cannot exhaust the resources. That's what Allah says to us. There is no way to use up the resources. So the Quran, Surah 108, give you abundance. You look at the world like the word life, the world, life, you see the light. But if you look at the word death, you see eat in it. And Allah says in the Quran, surely we have given you abundance of good. And Allah says also, the going after abundance, a mountain piling up wealth, will stay on you until you come to the grave. It's something that becomes hypnotic, automatic almost. If your life stays on you and cause you to lose moral conscience, and you just keep going after it compulsively, well, without any ability to resist going after the world or material plenty. And where is it carrying you? To the grave, to hell, destruction of your human nature, your good life, your good soul. That's where it's carrying you. But you see what I did? I gave you a reference of abundance in a good sense. God wants you to have abundance. And at the same time, God wants you going after it will bring you to the grave, the death of your humanity. So the Quran, Surah 108, Ayat 1, Kafira, fountain, John 10:10, life have it more abundantly. So those faithful students and scholars of the Quran, they accept what God has revealed, and they believe that this book is enough for us until the day of judgment. And no matter how long we become human beings, live on this earth, it will be supplying them with guidance, with the light of the guidance, and the way to have life. The Quran is the word of God. And the Quran feeds life on all levels, feeds life on all levels. So the Quran, Surah 109, Ayah 6, freedom of religion. We should stand for the freedom of religion. If anyone's religion is threatened by someone who wants to deny them the right to have religion, it is the Muslim leaders who should come to that side of that person and say, no, God has ordered freedom of religion. God says to the people who seriously differ with you, say to them, you, your religion, and to me, my religion. Stone devil Iblis. The Quran, Surah 109, Ayat 1. Collection, chain, hadith. Page 24 or page 2, 243 and 852. Speak with Allah. There is not even a veil between you. The Quran says, all you rejecters of faith or disbelievers, I do not worship what you worship. And the word worship, you know, comes from the word servant. And before al-Islam, it meant slave. But now in the text of the Quran, it does not mean slave, it means servant. But in the language of the society, it still means slave. Ab is still slave, servant. And slave means both. God wants us to know that we are not to give our life to any master except him. You give service, but don't give your life to any master except God. Nothing but God should determine the limits of your thinking, the limits of your movement, the limits of your work. No one but God. Man would say, I don't call you son because you are mine. I call you son because you shine. So this word is powerful for helping to bring about social justice, equality for people. So this is the Arabic term, Ab. God says that's the best. He didn't say it directly, but we know that the learned one, in the tradition of our prophet prayers and the peace be upon him, they said that there's no name or title more man, no name or title for man more dignified, more noble or higher in its meaning or in its value than the term Ab of God. So God created man without anybody's help, servant of Allah. God refers to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, as Ab. And he says to all of us that we all are his Abs, where he says, Ya Ibadullah, translated, oh my servant. That expression addresses both female and male. It's speaking to all human beings. So if we are his servants, and the root meaning or the history of the world takes us back to its meaning, slave, then God is saying that no one can have you as a slave. He claims us, and no one else can have a better claim on us as a slave. In the Hadith, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, says, we should know that nothing separates the servant from his master, not even the veil, not even a partition. It's like a veil. There is nothing separating man from God. The servant can call directly on his God. He needs no mediator, no intercessor, no priest, no monk, no imam, no rabbi. He doesn't need anybody. He called directly to his God. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? If God created me without you, how come I have to call him through you? I really like the word Prophet Abraham gave. He told the big rulers, the one who created me shall guide me. And that is a good way to get another view. Look at Abraham to see him a little clearer. So where is the guidance? In creation. The guidance for any form of life is in its created body. Science is the guidance for treating all forms of life, from the study of that form of life. So the guidance is in its creation, in its form. That is where the guidance is. So that's why just anybody can't be a doctor. You can't guess at the treatment. It is scientific. The guidance is in the created thing. So that is what Allah was telling that this arrogant ruler, you think you know everything, but no. You are ignorant. You are following guesswork. You are nothing but an advanced, wealthy witch doctor. Here I'm coming with the truth, and you have false magic. The one who created me shall guide me. And that's the meaning of Kalika Fasawa Kadira Fahada. Kalika Fasawa Kadira Fahada. In four steps he created, then he balanced everything. That is law, if things are balanced. It means these things are governed by laws, Qadira. Then he empowers the intellect. That is talking about the intellect, but the same thing happens with the creation itself. God has created matter so it comes willingly or unwillingly to the order that God intends for it. So if it is not an agreement, then there is a strain in the matter to conform to the law intended for that matter. It might explode and then find its adjustment, or it might, as some other activity, come to its adjustment. But it is going to come to its adjustment because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it all for peace. So it has to have its peace. So far, the intellect straining for the guidance, the intellect strains and strains with issues that the intellect wants to see in some kind of rational order or agreement. The intellect strains and strains. That is what the term Qadir is referring to. And after a while, the light comes on. It happens. And the intellect knows this is the answer. So this is how it's supposed to be settled. Or this is how this is supposed to be stated or composed, etc. And with that is the guidance. There is the guidance. And the intellect will keep working with it after the light has been turned on in a mysterious way. Intuition, cognition, etc. So the light is on now. And the intellect begins to work on what it saw. Qadira refers to strain of mind that leads to guidance. So lightning, symbolic of people following intuition, but not revelation. Those who won't follow revelation, they follow nothing but intuitive light. They are those who wait for the thunder and the lightning, and when the lightning flashes, they walk a little bit. And it goes out, and it goes off, and they are at us. The same God who gave them the intuitive power also gave you revelation. So don't be satisfied with just that. Still seek God, and in time he will give you revelation, reveal knowledge that comes to the prophets, as we know. Say to the rejecters of faith, I do not worship what you worship. And you are not worshiping what I will worship. And I am not worshiping what you worship. Or I am not worshiping what you are set upon worshiping. It is a little stronger here. And you are not worshiping what I worship. So for you, your way, your deen. And for me, my deen. And you notice my deen has not the possessive. Because this is not an individual religion. It is a universal religion of mankind. So it's not nice for us to say in this particular discussion with rejectors, my religion, with some kind of special pride or some kind of special sense or possession. No. It's a religion of mankind, so play down your possession of it. Do not put the long vowel, double E, on it. Just put the little vowel, kashara E. Don't say my holding is too long. My holding is long. But say my real quickly and keep going. Like some people say, my God. That is too long. He is not just your God. He is our God. Ukud means a knot. Your firm conviction, resolution. So you accept what he says and you find yourself breaking the laws. You wake up one morning and you say, good God, I have broken all the laws. I didn't know I had slipped into this kind of thinking. The word ukud here is from the Arabic root word ukada, which means a knot. And this is firm conviction, meaning your resolution or firm conviction. And I seek refuge from the harm or the evil of the envier. When he envies, these are prayers. They are chapters, but they're also prayers. I would advise you to pray these prayers. This world is too much for us. We can't manage it, but God will help us. And his help that he gives is to help. All this is universal. Every society has come under the influence or has been tempted by the Satan. And every society has had its magic and its witchcraft. Another chapter says, I seek refuge with the Lord of humanity, mankind of all people. So you see every one of these verses we are calling on God himself. They are directed to God. And the Quran says to be not of the kafir or the rejecters of faith. Be not of the shirk, the polytheist, declaring the oneness of God. It is a must to have protection from the Lord of the dawn. So we know this is daybreak, right? It says, I seek refuge with the Lord of the light. So is the Lord of the light. It is of the light. So this is the Lord of the light. It is not just light created, but the Lord of the light, the creator, the Lord of the light, or the one who started the light, the one who caused light to be. He is the one to progress that light, to take that light from the beginning to end, stage by stage. It is a progression for the light. Now, if something interrupts that order and brings about darkness or the confusion in the progression of light, I should turn to the one who started the light in the first place, because he is also the light of the light, the Lord of the light, pardon me. Talking about the servant of God. They want peace and want to be close to one another. So the victory of the Lamb, it had victory. So this is Christianity. It is the opening of the secret in Scripture, the disclosing, opening of the secret. In Scripture, and the Christian report says, he took the book from his hand. The Quran doesn't like the way it is expressed, so it puts it differently. It just alludes to it rather than say that with Al-Fatiha, how many seals were there to be opened? And the Quran, Al-Fatiha, has seven verses, but they are seven verses. Methina, which means seven verses, repeated, but they are mated. So really, they are 14 completed expressions, but in seven verses. They say the seventh of the off-repeating. It is saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That is the verse one. It says saying two things, that God is Al-Rahman and Al-Rahim. It is very important in religious, pardon me, it is very important in religious understanding, these two expressions of God, taken from the history of the theology of God by these major religions, Christianity and Judaism. They mean little or nothing. It is nothing to say God is kind and loving. Everybody know that. Ignorant people know that. But it is something to identify something that has been hidden and misused in Scripture and addresses it with these two attributes. That is exactly what is happening. The Quran is revelation showing something that was not seen. So the Quran is revelation, not just talk. Revelation means showing something that was not seen. If it was already seen, then why is it revelation? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That is another complete verse. The thanks is to God. That is one statement. Rabbil Alameen, Lord of the world. That is another statement. One day we will take our Fatiha and we will see the report repeat, how to expression comes with each verse for a total of 14. That unlocks not just seven. There are seven seals in seven verses. But each verse has double keys, two keys. In the Quran, it says, with God, all the keys is to the heaven and the earth. So the Quran is a book to be read. That means read. But when you read in the Quran what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about revelation, about Quran, you know that you are not only to read the book, it is a book to be studied. It is a book to be recited. It is a book to be understood. All these terms are in Quran. That tells us this about the Quran. The greatest fear that the religious leaders have is the fear that when the key, when they keep secrets, will be told openly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that when he gave the message of Quran to Muhammad, the prophet, prayer and the peace be upon him. He exposed all their secrets. I can't expose their secrets. They are already exposed. God has already exposed them. I just read what God has done. But if you cannot make the right connection, you will not even know that God is exposing the secrets because you do not make the right connection. The leader has taught the masses of people, the majority of people in religion, all those who are not talking, all those who are not taking into them as secret students, their private little secret students. They have taught them all in a way so you will never make the connection. You will think this is all just talk. You will know that it has reference to something. So you cannot make the connection with the reference. So you cannot learn the Quran. So you cannot see the superiority of the Quran. If you do not know what it is talking about in history of religion, many Christianity and Judaism, then do you not know the superiority of the Quran? The Lahab, the Quran Surah 111, Surah Lahab, this necklace is a halter of firewood about her neck. It is from the palm tree, but it is not fiber. So we understand fiber, we might say, oh, it is questioning the book. Yes, I'm fiber. Suggested to me something fine, fiber of cloth, root, a fruit, is a little fine thing. So this is not a fine thing, it is a halter about her neck. So if you can imagine a soft branch made into a necklace, that is what the picture is. And that palm tree has small branches that can be made into a rope. He carries firewood, so the curses on that was promised is that she would have this firewood. But it will be like a rope around her neck, like a necklace on her neck, meaning she's going to be destroyed by her own devices. Don't question the teacher to prove your teacher wrong. Question the teacher to understand. I love my teacher, all of them, because they were teaching me, and I thought they deserved my love. If they didn't want to teach me, that would be something different. Barakallahu Zadeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this tomorrow at 7 p.m. Inshallah, it only means that if it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC Marat Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us. and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.